KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a clear to partly cloudy sky, 73 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking for partly cloudy skies today with isolated showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, a high around 90. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa news this hour, a man from Union County was arrested Thursday afternoon at a motel in Creston on a Union County warrant for felony sexual exploitation of a minor. Creston police say 37-year-old Brian Lee Rhodes of Creston was arrested at the Super 8 at around 1 p.m. Thursday. Rhodes was being held in the Union County jail on a $10,000 bond. Thursday evening, 42-year-old Tommy Dwayne Waters of Creston was arrested for public intoxication. His bond was set at $300. And Thursday night, 25-year-old Shelby Ray Bishop of rural Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center after she turned herself in on a probation violation warrant. Bishop was being held without bond in the Adams County Jail. A runner is participating in the largest tribute to our nation's fallen military heroes, and their family will be making their way through Lewis today, later today, actually. Jody Ranasit, run captain for Iowa Run and the Fallen, and the director of Iowa's Honor and Remember chapter, says Iowa is part of a 19-state, 5-month, 6,100-mile journey to honor over 20,000 fallen heroes every mile. In Lewis this evening, there will be a free will donation dinner beginning at 6 p.m. at the Lewis Fire Station with the ceremony at 7. The event is open to the public.
If you show up, we kind of like, even if you could let the fire department know in Lewis if you wanted to attend the dinner and the ceremony. We're going to be running straight smack into Lewis, so we definitely want people to be on the side of the road, bringing flags, you know, welcoming us into the community, seeing what we're doing, seeing why we're doing it. Once we have the dinner and the ceremony, we'll be handing out what's called Honor and Remember flags, presenting them to a few of our Gold Star families.
And they include a widow and the daughter of a fallen hero.
And I also have another Gold Star family, I believe, they're showing up that I will be representing their Honor and Remember flag too, as their son died in action.
The run began in Omaha at 7 a.m. today, and after a stop in Lewis this evening, the group will stay overnight in Atlantic.
We're definitely in need of donations, financial support, for lodging and food and different items that we may need on the way. We're definitely looking for the support. We're looking for volunteers. I'm in need of, people to stand outside and be at the hero markers, but I'm also looking for several volunteers that would be willing to drive our runners back from Lewis that evening to Omaha, back to their vehicles.
The runners should be in Lewis sometime this evening around 5 o'clock or so, because, the event starts at 6 at the fire station, the donation dinner. If you'd like more information or to volunteer for the event, you can call Jody Ranasit at 701-520-5598, or there's an email address, and you can check that out under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. A bridge replacement project on the U.S. Highway 71 bridge over Lone Tree Creek, 1/10 of a mile south of Cass County Road G35, or 3.1 miles south of Atlantic, may take longer to complete than planned, according to the Iowa Department of Transportation's Creston Construction Office. As crews began removing the roadway to construct the bridge extension, they discovered the slide that had damaged the roadway had impacted the existing piling at the south abutment. To correct the piling, crews will need to remove the south deck of the bridge and beams to remove the bent piling before they construct a new pier. A new south abutment has been completed. The additional work will likely push the opening of that road back to mid-November of 2018. The Iowa DOT and its contracting partner, AM Coron, are committed to making the necessary repairs and getting the roadway opened as quickly as possible, according to the DOT. And during the closure, the traffic is being detoured around the work zone using Iowa Highways 83, 92, and 148. Assistant to the Secretary for Rural Development, Ann Haslett, on Thursday announced the USDA is investing $309 million in 16 projects to improve rural electric infrastructure in 12 states. Haslett made the announcement during a visit to the Central Iowa Power Cooperative. One of its members, Farmers Electric Cooperative in Greenfield, is receiving $1.4 million USDA loan to invest in smart grid projects. Farmers also plans to install more than 5,800 single-phase meters and additional meter reading equipment in its West Central Iowa service area. Haslett has also announced that Harrison County REC in Woodbine is receiving a $6 million loan to build 20 miles of electric line, improving 57 miles, and make other system improvements. Its loan includes $578,000 for smart grid projects. Loans are being made through the USDA's Electric Infrastructure Loan Guarantee Program, which helps to finance generation, transmission, and distribution projects, system improvements, and energy conservation projects in communities with 10,000 or fewer residents. Farmers Electric Cooperative and the Harrison County REC join many other rural electric cooperatives and utilities that partner with the USDA to use smart grid for computer applications, two-way communications, geospatial information systems, and other tools to increase the reliability and efficiency of the electric power systems. The investments will build or improve 1,660 miles of electric line service, serving rural homes, farms, and businesses. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday the 28-year-old Chelsea Kyle of Creston was arrested around 2:15 a.m. Thursday for domestic assault. Kyle was being held at the Union County Jail for Union County without bond until being seen by a magistrate. Police in Red Oak Wednesday night arrested 37-year-old Christopher Lawrence of Red Oak. Lawrence was taken into custody in the 400 block of East Market Street for violation of a contact order. His bond was set at $1,000. A Western Iowa woman has pleaded guilty in another marijuana case. 35-year-old Keegan Cross entered the plea Wednesday in Sac County District Court, the charge of manufacturing a controlled substance. His sentencing is set for July 18th. Cross and his mother, 58-year-old Glenda Turnquist, were arrested in February after Sac County deputies found marijuana plants and equipment used for growing them in the Shaler home. Turnquist and Cross shared that, and she's pleaded not guilty, and her trial is set to begin July 17th. The two had been given probation after pleading guilty in an earlier case. They were arrested in March of 2017 after deputies found similar growing operation and some 80 marijuana plants in the same house. A Neola man was arrested early Tuesday morning for OWI second offense. The Pott County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 56-year-old Kirk Boyer was arrested at around 2:18 a.m. Tuesday after a deputy conducting a stationary patrol near 2nd and Front Streets noticed a northbound vehicle operating without taillights and initiated a traffic stop. A man from Council Bluffs was arrested Tuesday afternoon after he appeared at the sheriff's office to check on the status of a warrant. The warrant for 26-year-old Kelly Kephart was verified, and he was taken into custody on the warrant out of Council Bluffs for first-degree theft. His bond was set at $25,000. And 20-year-old Roman Williamson of Council Bluffs was arrested just before midnight Tuesday after a deputy encountered a suspicious vehicle parked on the roadway near 19376 River Road. Williamson was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, that being 3.2 grams of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia, which included a marijuana grinder and a pipe. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments. They're located at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.